May the Lord give you his peace. This is Father Stosh Daly joining you for this daily message of hope on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. As we enter into this new week, we have the opportunity to reflect upon the presence and the power of the Blessed Virgin Mary in our lives, to understand and appreciate how much hope is found when one clings to the Blessed Virgin Mary and desires to become one with her so as to become one with Christ. Mary becomes for each one of us the most purest and the most powerful way of becoming totally a gift to the Lord, for the Lord, becoming a gift with the Lord given to the Father in heaven. As we consider the beautiful presence and the example of the Blessed Virgin Mary in our lives, in the life of the Church, in the life of the world, let us direct our attention, however briefly, to the beautiful words of St. John Paul II, who spoke to the whole world, to the Church, and to each one of us as individual disciples, as to the power of Mary, the power of Our Lady as Mother. He referenced Our Lady in the sense of, this is the motherhood of Mary, to form Jesus in us. St. John Paul II recalled it very well on several different occasions when speaking to young people, he invited them to make Mary into their lives, to take Mary as the mother of Christ into each one of their lives. Quote, she will discharge her ministry as a mother and train you and mold you until Christ is fully formed in you. End quote. His beautiful words to the young people of the world in 2003 at a World Youth Day under the title, Behold Your Mother, is really an invitation given to each one of us to find hope. Where to find that hope? In the arms of Mary as our mother. And in this month of May, a month totally set aside, dedicated to honoring and venerating the Blessed Virgin Mary, for those of us who are yearning for hope, we want to have more hope in our souls, in our hearts, in our minds. We need look no further nor farther than the person of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's important for us to keep in mind that hope is one of the three theological virtues, joined with faith and charity. So day by day, we are called to have this beautiful virtue of hope in our hearts, the virtue that directs us and guides us to heaven. Who better to follow than the Blessed Virgin Mary? And when better to start to turn our hearts and our minds to the Blessed Virgin than in this month of May, a month set aside to honoring Mary as Mother and Queen? We are invited to remember the beautiful words of Saint Therese of the Child Jesus, who shared so beautifully and eloquently, albeit succinctly, that while Mary is both mother and queen, she is more mother than queen. It's in the maternity of Mary that we find her queenship. But in that maternity that Mary possesses as woman, each one of us are able to lay claim to the opportunity and the possibility of calling her mother. In Mary's womb, our soul must be reborn after the form of Jesus Christ. She is bound to feed the soul with the milk of her grace, raise it as lovingly as she nourished, looked after, and raised Jesus. At her knee, the soul must learn to know and love Jesus. From her heart, it must draw love toward him, or even love him with her heart, and become like him through love. Those are the words of St. Maximilian Maria Kolbe, a beautiful, beautiful priest saint who laid down his life out of love for his neighbor, sparing the life of a man who is married and as a father had been chosen to die. St. Maximilian Kolbe took his place, understanding that in that moment he was called to love. Love the Lord with his whole life. Love the Lord with all of who he is. And as a man who had given himself totally over to the Blessed Virgin Mary as a servant and a slave in the kingdom of God, but following the example of Mary, understanding that in her we find that surest way to maintain hope even in the greatest of tragedies, the most uncertain of times, and the most painful of all realities. St. Maximilian Maria Kolbe saw in the Blessed Virgin Mary a beautiful, powerful, eloquent example of how to maintain hope and be hope, to cling on to that virtue, that theological virtue of hope. As we begin this week, and we're in this month of May, and we're perhaps, you know, heading on to our next destination, wrapping up a particular duty, or working on a particular job, it's important for us to remember hope is not something we're supposed to set off for another time, but it's supposed to be something, a reality we live right now in this present moment, whether we are at our home, in our car, or in our place of employment, whether we're shopping, whether we're running errands. Am I a disciple of Jesus? Am I an individual who not only has hope, but radiates hope? If there's an area of growth in my spiritual life, if there's an opportunity to grow in the virtue of hope, then perhaps we wonder, well, to where do I go? Who should I follow? What example should I make my own? Look no further nor farther than the example of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Take full opportunity in this month of May, at the beginning of this week, at this very moment, to ask Our Lady to come into your life, not merely as another disciple, but as your mother. And since you are a disciple of Jesus, invite her into your life as your queen. Where the Lord Jesus Christ is king, his queen is always Mary. And while he died on the cross, John chapter 19 reminds us that while Jesus was dying on the cross, he gave Mary to us, his disciples, as our mother, and we are given to her as her children. Such a beautiful bond, such a beautiful familial relationship is meant to alleviate our hearts when burdens can so easily overwhelm us, to make us true men and women of hope. When the world sees a disciple of Jesus, they are called to see an individual who has hope. Hope in heaven, hope in the Lord, hope in this present moment. Hope right now, right here and right now, regardless of what may be coming our way, regardless of what we may be entering into when we walk through that front door, regardless of what we may encounter or experience as we drive home, regardless of wherever or whenever we may open ourselves to that present moment. We're supposed to be individuals of hope because we follow the Lord Jesus. And as his disciples, Our Lady is always there, radiating his divine light, his divine grace, and that virtue of hope. In this daily moment of hope on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, in this month of May, I invite you to turn to the Blessed Virgin Mary as mother and queen. Turn to her with your all. Turn to her with your joys. Turn to her with your sorrows. Entrust this present moment and the 5 minutes that are to come, the hour that is to follow, the rest of the day that we are called to live. Entrust all of that to the beautiful intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Give yourself over to her, for she is our mother and queen. Allow her to know your joys and sorrows. Allow her to accompany you through life. Allow her to point out the way towards Jesus Christ, her Son. Allow her to instruct you and your loved ones and your neighbors and your friends and your co-workers. Allow her to instruct you so as to share with everyone you know the beauty and the reality of the kingship of Christ, of the reality of the kingdom of heaven, and of the beautiful and blessed opportunity to have union with God right here and right now. In opening ourselves up to the Blessed Virgin Mary, then, we open our hearts to a great tidal wave of hope, a great restoration that is accomplished by God's grace, because we're following the example of Our Lady. We're opening ourselves up to the Blessed Virgin Mary. We're allowing her to form Jesus in us. To return to the words of St. John Paul II, who dedicated his whole pontificate to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Remember how he invites the youth of the world, indeed all of us, to take Mary into our lives, for she will discharge her ministry as a mother and train you and mold you until Christ is fully formed in you. All we have to do is accept him as King, as Savior, as brother, as friend, and then acknowledge her as our mother and queen. And she will then set out upon the noble task of forming Christ, of forming Jesus within our souls, within our hearts. This daily message of hope here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is brought to you by St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. This is Father Stosh Daly, very blessed to join you on this moment, this afternoon, today. May we entrust ourselves to the Blessed Virgin Mary through the beautiful words of the Archangel Gabriel. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Amen.
A reading from the second letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 14 through 19. We urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, cheer the faint-hearted, support the weak, be patient with all. See that no one returns evil for evil. Rather, always seek what is good, both for each other and for all. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In all circumstances give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit.